Welcome. It is the Brian Noonan Christmas special here on WGN Radio. My trusty off Cody Goff by my side, not producing tonight. Well, kind of producing, but also co-hosting this Christmas special. We are happy to be doing this year as part of the holiday programming at WGN. Cody, you look very nice in your green tights and your curly shoes. You've embraced your elfin-ness wonderfully.
Thank you. What can I say? I'm not shy about it.
You have not. We have a great show. We also have a special Christmas guest tonight. My daughter Molly is here all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, where she is matriculating at Tulane University. So she is home for the holidays and came in to enjoy the Christmas special with us. We have some eggnog. If you listened to the last podcast, you know the odyssey that was the eggnog purloinment.
Listen to last week's podcast that we posted on WGNRadio.com.
En fuego.
There was quite the eggnog journey.
But this is so exciting because it is Christmas. If you are listening to this, it is Christmas Day, and I hope that your Christmas has been lovely. If you celebrate other holidays, if you celebrated Hanukkah, I hope you had a wonderful Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa or any other holidays, I hope you enjoy those as well. But if you're celebrating Christmas, I hope that your Christmas is as wonderful as ours usually is. I do, despite my crusty exterior, I am filled with Christmas joy. Every year, because I still hold out hope that one day I will achieve the Norman Rockwell Christmas that I've dreamed of low these 50 some years, and it will come to pass. Has not to this point, but hope springs eternal, because I always think that my Christmases have been lovely. Don't get all upset.
I didn't hear what you said. I thought you said something about a turtle. I now understand you said hope springs eternal. I really missed. I'm so sorry.
All right, no more eggnog for you.
So sorry.
Well, it's a Christmas turtle. Yes, I'm Brian the Christmas turtle. It's we've got, this is very exciting tonight. We'll talk more about Christmas, obviously, but we have some Christmas, our favorite Christmas classics. We're going to have a night before Christmas later on, and a very young Molly in her first radio performance of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus with our dear friend Christopher Michael. So that's coming up too, and. You know, we love social media here on the program, especially around the holidays, because nothing says happy holidays like social media, Cody. You go on the internet, it's a place filled with joy and blessings for a good season, peace on earth, goodwill to men, and then drop dead if you're on the other side of the aisle. It's all part of the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, that's how that works.
But I have come across, with Cody's help, because he is a social media maven, we found a deleted Twitter account that belongs to Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of Santa's unpublished and deleted tweets. So we will share those with you, too, to put you in the holiday spirit. But I always do enjoy Christmas. There's something about decorating the house. I've seen your pictures throughout the weeks leading up to Christmas, getting the house ready, putting the Christmas hat on your big dragon, getting your tree. I do have to ask about this. You wore a costume of some sort while you were decorating your tree.
Not so much it wasn't in full garb.
No, you weren't full costumed, but it was, you had some Christmas accoutrements.
In the top of one of our two Christmas decoration bins are two reindeer antler headbands.
Okay.
One has little red bows on it for the girl reindeer.
Sure.
And then the other one, subscribing to a gender binary, has the regular antlers for
the patriarchy, Rudolph.
What can I say? So it's in,
so is it Rudolph and Francine? Was Francine the girl's, the female? I believe it was.
I'm not really sure. And I was surprised. Casey pulled them out and immediately put them on, and she said, "We're decorating as reindeer."
Now, did she go to the gender binary, as you like to call it?
I mean, I consider our marriage gender binary. Well, me personally?
Yeah, because you're a male and she's a female.
Hopefully she agrees. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of conversations
Then who's the stag? That would be, wow. That's happy holidays. That's exciting.
The look of horror on your daughter's face just punctuated that.
And why do you think that I still dream of that Norman Rockwell Christmas when I will not see that look? Every year I say, it was what?
Clarice.
No, that's from Silence of the Lambs.
Wait, there's a female?
I mean, there is more than one Clarice in pop culture.
All right.
Clarice is Rudolph's.
Yes, in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the animated Rankin-Bass animated special,
yeah.
He tries to impress this female, this doe, a deer, a female deer.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, while they were outside under a drop of golden sun.
Was there a ray involved?
Yes.
Interesting.
It was Clarice. All right, very nice. Very nice.
We decorated in the antlers, and we've got very high vaulted ceilings, so
sure.
We've gotten 10-foot trees
in
the past.
You live in a cathedral.
We do live in a cathedral. It's very strange around this time of year, what with all the...
Everybody dropping by?
Yeah, all the
singing.
Seasonal decorations and all those things. But we only got probably 8-foot tall tree this year.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to say...
Did you get a 2-foot star then?
We have a pretty big star.
Oh, didn't you buy
a Moravian
star
when we went to the Candle Tea in Winston-Salem, North Carolina?
Yes.
Which is near where
I
her
do remember
family
the Moravian
lives.
Star yeah. story from last Christmas.
So we have a giant Moravian star. You can go find that podcast on WGNRadio.com.
It's a classic. Dig that one out. We we of course have a Waterford Christmas tree topper on the tree, the front room tree, the main tree.
One of the five
upstairs.
Trees that you have.
Sure, we have a lot of trees.
Why do you have so many trees?
Because I'm mentally ill.
Okay.
Let's be honest. There's no shame in it. I don't know why. Because we always, even when we had, and we have a small house now. I always had a tree. Even when I was single, my first apartment when I was living down in Sparta, Illinois, I took my first job there right before Christmas. So I was alone during the holidays. I was alone during Thanksgiving, and I was alone at Christmas, but I still went to the parking lot of the Mad Pricer in Sparta, Illinois, and bought myself a live tree because I also voiced the commercials for the Mad Pricer.
Did you?
Oh, sure I did. Mad Pricer! And we put echo on it. It was crazy.
Wow.
But... So I had, you know, here I am, a 21-year-old guy living in a furnished apartment in Sparta, Illinois, with a black and white 12-inch TV and a live Christmas tree. So up until I added the live Christmas tree, that was a pretty depressing picture that I painted. But then I get myself a nice Christmas tree, and I went and I got some lights and a few ornaments, and I made it Christmassy. And then my parents came down 2 days after Christmas with my brothers, and that year for Christmas, I may have told this story before, that year for Christmas, it was very memorable, my dad bought me a color TV. Why? Because he didn't want to sit in my apartment and watch a 12-inch black and white TV.
Sure.
So that's what I got. I got a color TV because my dad was coming to visit and wanted a TV in the apartment.
He was a big TV guy.
He loved
TV. You've talked
TV.
About this before.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I got that, and I still, so I even though Christmas as a kid was always kind of weird, it was hectic, because... There were five kids. My dad was not crazy about Christmas. He went along with it and stuff, but begrudgingly. So my mom would do a lot of the Christmas stuff, so things were last minute, and it was always very hectic. And again, I had this irrational thought of I wanted the Hallmark Christmas movie live. And it wasn't always like that, but it was always fun. We always got nice gifts from Santa, and there was always a tree. We joke about it now that every year, this was back before they had the stands that would self-correct and you could straighten them very easy. Putting the tree up in my house as a kid was, to say nightmare, is putting it gently.
Wow.
It consisted of my dad, and then when I got older, me helping my dad, standing in the window, holding this tree, trying to jam it in the old school stand, and my mom standing back in the dining room saying, "It's not straight! It's not straight! Move it over to the left. It's not the middle of the window. It's not straight. It's tilting to the right, tilting to the left. It's tilting backwards. It's tilting forward." And then you're trying to screw in these giant bolts into this tree trunk. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's no good.
I went to a lot and they drill a hole right in the stump.
That's beautiful.
Right in the bottom of it. And it came with the stand.
Really?
Because I go to Casey and I'm like, I don't know where our stand is. And we get there and they say, "Oh, yeah, we'll show you the tree. Stand comes with it." All right.
Perfect.
Great. It was $10 a foot.
Nice.
So it ended up, I think we got an $80 tree.
That's not bad.
Yeah, came with the stand, and they threw in an incense burner that is in the shape of a log cabin. And you
really?
Lift up the roof, and you put a little incense, not the whole stick, but you know the little the
Do you put
knobs,
incense and peppermint?
No, just incense. Maybe we could do peppermint.
That's the song.
I'll think about it.
Incense, peppermint. Go ahead.
Do we
look it up.
And you light it up, you shut the lid, and then the smoke comes out the chimney.
Oh, wow.
It is the cutest thing in the
nice.
World. It's so cute. They gave us that and incense for free.
Wow.
It was incredible. Yeah, and they set up shop in the patio area of this bar in Lincoln Park called Bar Cocina.
Yeah.
And because they're right up against the window, we got it Sunday morning during brunch time. And actually, it was like 11:30. Everybody was still at brunch. The place was packed. We looked at one tree, and there was a whole table of about 8 people. And they start knocking on the window. They're all pointing at the tree. They're all giving us the thumbs
up.
They might have crowdsourced your tree selection. Have been salespeople for this place. So we had a wonderful tree buying experience. But I would imagine that without the drill and everything.
Yeah. Well, and see, now I've always had, because then when I was older and I moved back and I was doing comedy and stuff, I still wanted a tree, but I always had an artificial tree because I was on the road and nobody was there to water it, to keep it watered, so it would have burst into flames.
Right.
It would have been a Christmas tragedy.
Not so good.
Not good at all. So now we just have artificial trees, which I know, much to Molly's chagrin, one day she says, I want a real tree. You used to say that.
Yeah,
every year you
wanted
a real tree.
Because I have friends that have real trees.
They don't look as good.
And they look atrocious.
Well, they look like real
trees. They
look
like Christmas mistakes. They are like, there's always a bare spot in the middle, and then it's like a full circle on the
All right, no, that's
I'm
it.
Anti real Christmas tree. I've said it on the radio now.
Yeah, now you
cannot
now
go
you're
back.
Out.
I used to think it would be fun, and my mom was always like, "Our house will smell like pine and magic if we have a real Christmas tree." And
so I would go out and get us a wreath, like a real wreath.
Oh,
so I would get because you know I can't smell it, so that part of Christmas magic means nothing to me. But I would try to get some sort of live pine thing in the house for the ladies.
Yeah,
because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know how it evolved into more and more trees to the point where in this house now, and you've been to the house, it's not a big house.
Right.
Two full-size trees, a medium-sized tree, a small tree in Molly's room, a pop-up tree in the hallway.
Yeah, wait, how did this happen?
The Santa.
Was this you're doing?
The Charlie Brown tree in the office.
No.
A ceramic light-up tree.
So it was your doing.
It was my doing.
It doesn't just happen.
No,
it just kind of happened. Well, like you'd have a tree in the living room, but most of the time at our old house was spent in the family room. Mm-hmm. So you got to have a big tree in the family room. Well, the old house was insanity because we had the big tree in the family room, then we had a tree in the living room, so it would be in the front window. Then we put a tree in the dining room because why not? You got to have a full size tree in the dining room too. Then we would it was. Literally, we're sickness. We have an entire room in the basement that is 90% Christmas decorations. And but as much as I complain about putting it up, once it's up, I couldn't be happier.
That's the best.
I could not be happier. So Molly was coming home a week early this year, so the decorations are all up. And I just loved it. Because I look and I see all the Santa Clauses around, and I start to remember going to see Santa when I was a kid. And we have pictures of taking Molly to see Santa, and I just there's something about it. It's still good. It's the one good innocent thing, and I don't so I like it. I like seeing kids get excited. I like seeing that kind of look. A lot of it is a lot of the stuff that surrounds it is a pain, but the actual Christmas part is really. It's fun.
I feel good about my gifts this year.
Yeah.
I am so excited to give my gifts
really?
This year. Yeah.
I
know you're struggling, I think that's part of the magic of Christmas is when you.
Not for Molly. Molly's taken care of.
Oh, are
yeah, I'm not struggling for Molly. She gets nothing. Hi, Merry Christmas. I forgot you were here. It's the brandy. Cody poured it heavy.
Yeah, a lot of brandy there. But when you get that, I mean, some years are easier than others. There are years when I got to Christmas Eve and it's just like, I still need to go to Walmart and get something.
That's not good.
You know, just utter panic. And then there's years like this. And I was done 2 weeks. I was done in November.
Gotta like that.
Yeah. And I bought a bunch of stuff for myself on Black Friday, which then made it really hard for everybody else to shop for me.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Not so good. But I get you on the trees. I've always had a tree. The thing with the real tree with me is I don't think it's that ugly. We try to get a really lively one and we water it and everything. But I'm so paranoid about it bursting into flame.
Are you really?
That I bought the LED lights. Which don't shine as bright. Not nearly at all. They're much more dim. And so this year we got the 8-foot. We last year put 3 strings of colored lights on our tree.
That's it?
Which is really tall. 3 100-foot
Still, I'm
strings.
Sure that's it?
They're pretty covered.
All right.
Casey says, we have too many lights. We don't need that many.
No, you cannot. You can never have too many lights.
Especially when they're dim.
You can never have too many lights.
So we get near the end of it. So last year, I'm the one that wrapped it around the tree. And I got all excited. I'm picky. Then this year, I go, all right, I did it last year. You can do it this year. She's wrapping it.
You ceded control of the lighting of the tree?
I did. She gets to the end of the second string and goes, you know what? I think we can just do two strings on this. I'm like, no.
No.
No, you can't do this. Well, she got her way. There's only two strings of 100-foot lights.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Is that your only Christmas tree? Is that like a backyard Christmas tree?
Yeah, is this like in the bathroom?
It's the main Christmas tree.
No. With two strings of lights on it?
I know. I mean, it's covered.
Nah, you could say
it. Do you have a lot of ornaments or something? Or
we didn't put ornaments on it.
Or a like tarp to put
So this is like minimalist.
Pretty minimalist. Well, I have lights
have
all over. I put lights all over. And we have a wood-burning fireplace, and we're burning fire all the time.
By the tree?
Not the tree. Well, I mean, yes.
He's trying to sabotage her decorating. He's like, I'll just light it up.
Wow. Yeah, I'll just light it up. Yeah, you want to put two strings of lights? How about this?
I compensated for the lack of lights on the tree by I like to outline the window. Here's why.
Sure, that's very nice.
I want people to see the decorations.
Okay.
And every year since I've moved to Chicago, I've done a border of lights around the window so that at least if you look in from the outside,
the window
frames.
Do you put anything on your little terrace?
No.
Oh.
We don't have any outdoor ornaments.
You could get a little garland to put along the rail and put some lights in there. Get one of those plastic molded things to put out there.
There's no outdoor outlets in my apartment. Yeah.
Tragic.
I know. We could do the garland. I like the window. The window works.
No, the window, I'm saying in addition. The window's a beautiful idea.
Yeah. So that's my light situation.
Well, since we're talking about Santa Claus and Christmas and stuff, why don't we play one of our favorite Christmas classics? This goes back to when we're back on overnights, and I've always enjoyed this ever since I was a kid. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and it came from an actual letter written by a little girl named Virginia to the editors of a newspaper in New York. And so, without further ado, this features a young Molly Noonan and our old newsman and dear friend Christopher Michael, and it is a wonderful, wonderful rendition of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say that there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street.
Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus. You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch over all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Do you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
That flew by.
That did. I always enjoy hearing Christopher read that. He has the perfect voice, and I like to hear Molly's young voice when she was just a young girl who was so excited to spend time with her father and come down to the big-time radio station. Oh, your mic's off. Too bad.
Oh, sorry.
Talk to the engineer. Talk to the engineer.
That's my fault.
I told him I didn't like his Christmas decorations.
All right, this is very exciting. Staying on the theme of Santa, because, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and Cody and Molly and everybody else, there is a Santa Claus. And like everybody else on the planet, from the president down to everybody who has a smartphone, the Santa is on social media, and Santa had a Twitter account. He was at Yes, I'm Real. That was his Twitter account. But unlike some people, Santa wised up, and after a few of his tweets got some backlash, he decided to delete his account. But because Cody is a social media maven, and we know some Russians, we were able to hack in to the database and find Santa's deleted Twitter account. And so now we will share, and I know we can't run music behind it because there's a podcast rule, right, about playing music. We can't run music behind it because that would have been beautiful. But we have found Santa's deleted tweets, and so we will now share with you tweets from Santa. I will start because, well, it's my name on the marquee. So this is, again, Santa's tweets. His handle was at Yes, I'm Real. At Florida, let's get it together this year. If I see one more meth head on a crocodile, you're all on the naughty list. Hashtag America's Toilet. Yeah. Molly, you got one?
Yes, this was a little dark. He also tweeted, if your cookies are gluten-free, I ho-ho hope your house burns down.
Wow. Santa not playing. Cody the G, we'll go round robin.
This one, not appropriate, I think, in many ways. If Jesus is the reason for the season, why am I so damn busy?
Wow.
Man,
hashtag sacrilege.
Santa breaking bad.
Santa. This is why this account was deleted, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. Very topical. At Alabama, guess who's back on the nice list? Good for you. Good for you. Oh, hashtag bye-bye Roy Moore. Very nice.
This was nice. I thought it was time for this. He said, sorry about that whole see you when you're sleeping campaign. You guys were right. That was weird. Which I agree with.
That is very weird.
This one actually bothers me. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Don't at me. Hashtag I should know.
That's, well,
disagree. Hard disagree. Don't at me.
Hard disagree with Santa? Well, don't at him. Don't at Santa. I didn't even know what that was. Thankfully, Santa is really, really down for the cause. Here's another one of Santa's deleted tweets. Note to self, Taco Tuesday, a bad idea for the reindeer. Hashtag Yule logs everywhere.
Wow.
That's not nice. That's not nice at all.
Also, he tweeted, a hippopotamus for Christmas. I made that mistake once, never again. So everyone's dreams are crushed this year.
That's not good.
This one I liked, at Brian Noonan Show and at producer Cody, woefully underrated.
I believe Santa knows what he's talking about. You could tweet him at Yes, I'm Real. So Santa knows. Brian Noonan Show, I like that.
I like it.
Hashtag on the money, Santa.
Yeah, he didn't have to delete that one.
No, he could have left that up, but he did not. Oh, here you go. If you saw mommy kissing Santa Claus, keep your mouth shut. Hashtag discretion.
Whoa.
Wow.
Also,
Santa's naughty.
Looking for a bargain, he tweeted, wondering if it would be cheaper to fly commercial this year at Southwest Airlines, at American Airlines, at United Airlines. PM me with details.
Wow.
Santa knows how to work it. Maybe Santa would get a response from Walgreens.
That's pretty wild. Speaking of his travel schedule, definitely skipping North Korea this year. Missiles wreak havoc on the sleigh. Hashtag no nukes. Hashtag Rocket Man.
Oh, Santa. And no one in California put fire extinguishers on their list? Hashtag too soon?
Oh, man. Oh. That, no wonder he deleted his account.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Now I see it.
He seemed a little desperate also. He tweeted at Krispy Kreme, 420 glaze it, am I right? Hashtag sponsor me, please.
420 glaze it.
Which I think creative, but a little sad. Sponsor me, please. He was begging.
Yeah, that he's was thirsty. Santa's too thirsty.
He's thirsty for sponsorship.
Here's another one from Santa. While more than 90% of fake news media coverage of me is negative, with numerous forced retractions of untrue stories, hence my use of social media, the only way to get the truth out, much of mainstream media has become a joke at at Fox and Friends? Wait. Is
that's
this,
not Santa?
Oh, that's not Santa.
That's not Santa
that's
at
not
all.
That's not Santa at all.
I don't think.
No, that might be somebody else.
All right. Well, wow.
Check the source on that.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Mistletoe belt buckle at the staff Christmas party. HR says no. I say ho, ho, ho. Hashtag irresponsible. Wow. Mistletoe belt buckle at the staff party.
Something a little upsetting. People might want to turn down their radios for this. He also tweeted, Father Christmas in December, Daddy Christmas the rest of the year. Hashtag not always nice. Santa!
Whoa, Santa.
Whoa! Yikes.
This is why, wow. This is why some people should be on social media.
Wow. Yeah, no, he's into the into the whole naughty thing. He also tweeted,
he's very naughty.
I hate to admit it, but sometimes the naughty kids are the coolest.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Santa, again. Breaking Bad. Full disclosure, all Trump letters go right in the shredder. Wow. The whole family. Yikes. Not Barron. Barron's a kid. He should get... He's all right.
That's probably why he deleted the account.
Yeah, probably.
Barron
got some backlash.
Attacked. But he wasn't mean to everyone. He said, cheers to all the drunk uncles of the world who've been leaving me shots for the past 30 years. So that's nice.
Yeah.
A shout out to the drunk uncles.
That's a good one. Here's one I don't understand why Santa tweeted. Despite thousands of hours wasted and many millions of dollars spent, the Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia, so now they are moving on to the false accusations and fabricated stories of women who I don't know and or have never met, fake news.
Oh.
Again, is that really Santa?
I don't know. It's on the list. Maybe he retweeted it.
He could have retweeted. Oh, you know what? Maybe he did retweet
it.
Yeah. Did he quote it?
No, it's on the paper. I don't know. You printed this, so.
Man. Sometimes I wish I could have tigers pull the sleigh. Hashtag fierce.
Wow.
Wow. He's a dreamer. But also, he's here to start trouble because he also tweeted, the South Pole is at the bottom of the earth for a reason. What a pit. Yikes.
Wow.
Santa.
Wow. Hashtag
pointed.
The earth's toilet.
Very pointed.
I think based on all these, this one's definitely true. He tweeted, bad Santa is the most realistic portrayal.
I believe that's true. I always, that's my Christmas Eve
that
tradition.
That is your favorite movie.
I
Christmas
love it.
Movie.
This year I have to get Bad Santa 2 and I'm going to double feature it.
Oh, do you know what I'm going to watch? I'm going to have a movie night this year. I'm going to show my friends Gremlins.
Oh.
I've never seen Gremlins.
It's a Christmas movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
It's actually a Christmas movie.
Oh.
I know you can't feed them after midnight.
Exactly. Surprisingly fun movie. And the best part is that once you watch Gremlins, you can watch Gremlins 2, which is like its own thing.
Its own thing.
It's special. Anyway.
All right, so that's yours. Just a couple more, and then we'll wrap this part of it up. Going to be more careful where I say ho, ho, ho this year.
Topical.
I don't know why. Santa knows.
Topical. He also tweeted, just not feeling it this year. Shake weights for everybody. Hashtag over it. Hashtag ad.
Wow.
Christmas is ruined.
Also, this one, kind of topical. Enough with the bowl full of jelly. I get it. I'm fat. Sad Santa is more hashtag sad Santa.
Sad Santa. Wow. Following that one up with about to start my second fruitcake. Don't shame me. Hashtag holiday 15. Hashtag body positive.
Also, moment of silence for all the dead bats I found in your chimneys last year. Sad. Man. Realistic
that's,
look at Christmas.
Yeah, that one's
wow, Santa.
Dark.
Fierce. And then there's... I'm just slipping through. There's a lot of these.
There's a lot.
Do one more, Brian.
All right. Pro tip. If I haven't given it to you in the past 10 years, chances are you ain't getting it. Hashtag give it up. Hashtag stop dreaming.
Wow.
Are you still looking for yours?
Wow. There's one more weird one from Santa.
We'll
the reason I originally endorsed Luther Strange and his numbers went up mightily is that I said Roy Moore will not be able to win the general election. I was right. Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him.
Again, I don't think Santa endorsed Roy Moore.
I think this is why Santa deleted his account. Somebody hacked it.
Deleted Santa
tweets.
Maybe
he had one of Coney's eggnogs and then he was just
retweeting
everything.
He could have had one thing.
One of my
and one of these deep your brown colored eggnogs.
Oh my goodness!
A little bit of Organic Valley and Christian Organic Valley eggnog and Christian Brothers brandy.
All right, and finally, the final deleted Santa tweet: rethinking smocks in the workshop. The elves' tights are way too revealing. Hashtag hostile workplace.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why Santa's Twitter. Those are deleted Santa tweets.
Do you think Santa has an HR department?
He
Santa's must. Workshop.
He's been very. He mentioned HR about his mistletoe belt buckle, and now smocks in the smocks in the workshop.
Do you think the U.S. government has an HR department?
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. You can do whatever you want. Fear in the government. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas, don't we have more specials? I mean, this is a special, but you know what
yes,
I'm saying.
Yes, we do. We
segments.
Have, this is a this to wrap up. This WGN holiday version of the of our Christmas show. We want to just take a minute, and granted, this may be playing. We don't know. This plays on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So if it's already Christmas Day, this may seem dated. But it never is, because it is once and truly and always a holiday classic. And it's not Cody's Eggnog. No, it is the wonderful, wonderful story from Clement Moore. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all his stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to and to all a good night."
And we're back.
Just in time to say thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Cody. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Molly. Merry Christmas. And most of all, thank you for listening and for always listening and supporting us throughout the year. And we hope your holiday and your Christmas is just very, very merry.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yay, Merry Christmas.
All right, this is exciting because now, if you're still listening, This is cool because you got to hear what we did for the WGN Terrestrial Radio special, which will be edited. You got to hear the unedited version. if you're listening to this podcast, which is fun, because Cody took his digital razor blade to the last 35 minutes of our program and is cutting it down to 23 minutes. I don't know how you cut that much genius out, but, you know, 12 minutes of genius, you got to hear it. The rest of the people are not. So if you're listening to this on Christmas Eve or after, again, we hope your Christmas is great. We hope you had a wonderful Hanukkah, if that's your thing, your holiday, and if whatever holiday you're holidaying, that's terrific. We did find a couple extra here. Again, bonus for the podcast listener, we found a couple more tweets. We each found one more tweet that we really, really enjoyed, and so I will let Molly go first and Cody, and then we will have so we have three bonus tweets. And I don't know, you may have edited out some more tweets for the terrestrial part.
If you're listening to this, you're getting
the
whole
all.
Package.
You're getting the whole Yule log steaming and fired up.
The whole thick.
You're getting the nog covered Yule log.
Girthy.
The big
and the lengthiest joke ever recorded.
You are getting the well hung stocking filled Yule log.
I like that you
Yule
just
log.
Totally shut us both down.
You're it just didn't like, work because you both listed yeah, more adjectives immediately.
Yeah, we don't care. We just, yeah. This is what we do.
You're just like,
what do you
know?
Nope.
I'm done with this boys club. This is over.
All right, Molly, what was your favorite?
My favorite, a little upsetting, but my favorite was, at Mrs. Claus, our stockings are hung and so am I. Hurry home.
Hi-yo!
Good bonus.
My favorite that did not get read on the air was, you haven't lived till you've taken reindeer through a White Castle drive-thru at 3 a.m.
And I liked, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. But every time you step on a Lego, an elf laughs uncontrollably.
Oh, man. Wow. Stepping on Legos is not fun Legos, for so. Anybody.
I'll tell you what, having a daughter growing up in your house around Christmas is a nightmare for many reasons. No, it's not. But the only reason it's a nightmare is when Barbies become popular. Because Barbies come with these little shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Little tiny shoes, which are almost as bad as Legos. Not quite, but almost. And Barbie shoes end up everywhere. And once you step on a Barbie shoe, it sours you to pumps as a whole,
yeah.
Quite frankly. Yeah. I still enjoy a lady in a nice high heel, but it was almost ruined by Barbie shoes.
Sure, sure, yeah.
So
my sister was into Barbies, too. We're close in age, so.
Yeah. Molly was into them for a little while. Not real long.
I yeah, they're a little, I don't know. I never really got that into it. I liked American Girl dolls a lot. Yeah. Barbies are... I don't know. Barbies are weird, and they make you hate your body, and they're just, I don't know.
They're problematic now.
I liked them because they had a lot of fun outfits, but they were like really easy, it was easy to lose the costumes and stuff. I don't know. American Girl dolls came with a backstory and stuff.
And those shoes never stayed on.
Yeah, they should, okay, Barbie, if you're listening, you should glue the shoes on your dolls, because, and then you can make more dresses. No one likes changing the shoes anyway, I'm just going to say it.
No, most Barbies, you see most girls playing with Barbies are barefoot.
Yeah.
And not just in Appalachia. These are like big city Barbies that are also
shoeless. They're free-spirited. Wow. You know, they're wandering around.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked Christmas a little better when Molly was a kid. Because then Santa's around and it's a whole big thing. Now it's nice, but now we're three adults in the house. And it's still very nice, and I enjoy giving them gifts.
But now she can leave you a brandy and eggnog instead of a cookie.
It'll only take me three hours to procure the ingredients.
Don't go to Walgreens.
Yeah, try to find eggnog on Christmas morning somewhere because she forgot. No, now she knows. It's funny. They go to bed. Like, we still do the tradition of reading the night before Christmas. Even if I'm exhausted, Molly will still say, are you going to read the book? Even if I think she's forgotten and it's like midnight, she'll make me read it before she goes to bed on Christmas Eve, which is very nice.
That's wonderful.
I do enjoy it. I still get a kick out of it. But I know once I read it, then I can settle in with my either a Bailey's on the rocks or an eggnog and watch Bad Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we've watched a couple nice, wholesome movies. During the evening, we've watched probably Christmas Vacation, because that's Debbie's favorite. Probably Elf for the 9 millionth time. And then, like, a classic, right? Don't you usually make us watch?
I'm a Miracle on 34th Street.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
the original?
It's my... No.
Not the Elizabeth Perkins one. No, not the remake.
The sweet, sweet remake. I've never seen the original.
What?
That's a fact. We bought it on DVD because I... had made this statement about how the remake was better than the
You're
movie
wrong.
I hadn't seen, and I've still not seen it. So
I've never. I didn't know they made a remake.
Yeah,
it
was with like the girl in the who 90s. Plays Matilda, and she.
Yeah, Elizabeth Perkins and Dylan McDermott.
All right.
It's
okay,
really
Google,
good.
Show me Elizabeth Perkins. I want to see what she looks like. Oh.
Elizabeth Ann Perkins is an American actress.
Yes. All right. He's wonderful. I don't know who this woman is. Why did it take me to express.co.uk? She was the Barbara Flintstone? What? I don't know.
Anyways, we like Miracle on 34th Street.
I like the original version.
I'm not going to cast aspersions on the new one because I don't know what it's like.
They colorize
the black and white one too, right?
I don't know. I like the black and white. The other one I like is the original.
Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Carol. Yeah, the scary one.
Yeah.
The black and white
spooky.
One.
Hate that. Wait. Well, Christmas Carol.
Carol.
I thought you said A Christmas Story.
I also hate A Christmas Story.
Wait, I hate that movie.
Yes.
What?
We both
Horrible.
Hate that movie.
It's a bad
You're
movie.
Both wrong.
It's so
it's
awful.
It's wildly over. Uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
It's
Show's
like,
over.
I just like tense up. When I hate
Why?
It. The characters are so cringy. Ralphie's mom is maybe the worst character ever portrayed on film.
I love Ralphie's mom.
Genuinely.
I gotta
the
think
dad.
For
the dad
They're
ruining
monsters.
Christmas.
They're
monsters.
Literally monsters.
Terrible. Yeah,
How
like,
is his mom a monster?
Because she's so sweetest. Shrill. She's always yelling. The dad is ruining Christmas because, like, sorry, the Bumpus Hound's knocked over your table. Get
oh,
over
come on.
Yourself.
No, don't get over. The Bumpus Hound's ate your turkey. But then he takes them all out for
the spookiest meal ever shown
and
on
they,
film.
And they laugh and they bond and he takes Horrible. Them to see.
And he shoots his eye
see.
With a BB gun.
That's Ralphie.
Oh, that scene where he is thinking about all the people that told him that he'll shoot his eye out. And he's blind and like everything is spinning.
Yeah.
Why?
No. It's a nightmare.
Horrible.
It's a nightmare
it's a
movie.
Nightmare.
Wow. Like, and then Santa Claus is like an alcoholic, abusive.
Yes. I've never met someone else who hates
Didn't
this movie.
Didn't you read his tweeter? Did you read his tweets?
I hate this movie. I will not watch this movie.
Thank you.
All right.
I've been waiting for 21 years for someone to validate the fact that it is horrible.
Wow.
No,
wow.
It's a terrible, violent, unnecessary. And then he like gets his tongue stuck on. Like, it's a movie about awful things happening to a kid.
Yeah.
And then it's like a kid is getting abused. Horribly.
No, it
Who's
starts out
him?
Fun because there's Christmas music and snow is falling. You think, oh, here we go. Let's all grab a mug. Let's sit around and watch something fun. And then ruined.
Yeah, there's nothing nice about it. Nothing
Horrible.
Nice happens.
No.
At no point in this movie are you like, oh, that's
he
wonderful.
He gets the BB gun.
He gets a gun.
That he always wants.
He gets
torment.
A gun.
This movie is set in the 50s. It's a Red Ryder BB gun. Millions of kids had BB guns back in the day. Cody, you're too young to appreciate
My friend Blake had a BB gun. He pulled that out from under his bed and said, hey, look at this BB gun that I have. And I lost my mind. I was like, get that away. I like ran out of the room. I was like, put that down. Like, I don't, guns, I like.
Easy, Columbine.
I'm not going on a Second Amendment tear. I'm just saying that in the presence of guns as a child, since I wasn't used to being raised with them around, it freaked me out. And I wasn't the kind of kid, like with my friends, we never horseplayed. That's never a thing we did. I would have my friends over, we would play Super Smash Brothers or video games or something.
Okay.
Like, my friends and
See,
I never,
we played
like,
army and guns
No,
all the
we
time.
Never, like, gave
Cops
each other nookies
robbers.
Or, like, you know, slug bugs or wrestled at recess. Like, we never
Purple
did
nurples?
No.
Rug burns?
Exactly.
Nothing?
The people that did that, I was
binders?
Not friends with. I was
Snuggies?
A non-physical male guy. I didn't interact and engage in a physical way with my friends.
Wore yeah, bathing
they sat
suit
around
in the shower
and they
at
watched
gym.
Miracle on 34th Street, and they loved Christmas because they weren't being tortured.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that was my relationship. So then, to me, translating that from my childhood is not being comfortable around guns because I didn't like being hit in any way, or like it's just unnecessary.
Did somebody pistol whip you as a boy?
I mean, probably. I had a very nice childhood.
I
had the Norman Rockwell type Christmases.
Hate you.
My parents. I'm not gonna lie. My mom just, it's the perfect Christmas every year. Like, and it will be this year when we go home. She decorates to the nines every inch of our home. And
our house was always really decorated, too. It just happened, there was no time to enjoy it because it wasn't like we got the decorations done a couple weeks ahead of time and you got to enjoy it. It was because we always had Christmas at our house, so it was always a storm of activity at the last minute. But it always looked nice on Christmas night, you know, Christmas morning when we came down. There were always, the tree was always beautiful and the gifts were there and everything was out nice. And but it was just the lead up was, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't host extended family because when Dad's family was in Philadelphia, yeah. My mom only has one brother.
Okay.
We'd have the grandparents over, but yeah. That's kind of it.
Yeah, it got so, but now, and then I'll tell you, and then we moved to California, and it was nice because the first couple Christmases we were there, we got to build our own traditions. Mm-hmm. Which is where like the night before Christmas came up and some other things, and you know, the first Christmas we were there, Marley was only, I think, she was three and a half, and we had Christmas Eve dinner on an enclosed patio in California. She was asleep in her stroller, and Debbie and I sat there in this enclosed patio, and it was like, oh, look at us starting traditions.
Why was it enclosed? There aren't that
because
many bugs
was,
in California.
No, because it was cold. It was cold enough. It was like 60, so it was like they had brought the plastic walls down and had the little heaters in there. But we were outside, technically, eating Christmas Eve dinner.
It was California beautiful. Cold.
California cold. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I have to have Christmas trees. I don't want to spend Christmas where there's palm trees and stuff.
I agree.
Really?
I agree.
I mean, you did it. I haven't. And, you know.
We still had all the regular, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do like a destination Christmas where there's palm trees. Like, that's
no.
That genuinely sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like
Christmas is about traditions. And traditions relate to, like, your own house and your Christmas jammies and your own decorations and your special ornaments and, like, your own copy of The Night Before Christmas. The idea of going anywhere besides my own house for Christmas genuinely, like, it's horrible.
Says the woman who's graduating in May and moving to God knows
hello,
where.
Hello, it's me staying at my own home for Christmas wearing my Christmas jammies.
True.
Enjoying Christmas, my traditions.
Christmas jammies are key. And the day after Christmas to me is also sacred.
Yeah.
And a lot of people disagree with this, but it's to me, the day after Christmas is the day where you don't.
The best day.
You don't do anything.
The best day.
And a lot of companies, I mean, most jobs, you got to go to work the next day. You take that day off.
You have to.
Or you say you're working from home and you don't do anything. Because no one does anything the day after Christmas.
Yeah. Debbie has to work this year. Well, I have to work the day after
Christmas. And you know what's going to happen? She's going to go in and
no one's going to do anything.
Right. No one's going to be there. And the people that are there aren't going to do anything.
I have to be here the day after Christmas.
Oh, for WGN?
Yeah,
that's fun for you. Is it?
Not the day after. It is normally.
Yeah,
the day after Christmas, it's not.
True.
The 26th, it's not. Because I agree with you. That was as crazy as our Christmases were as kids leading up to Christmas. The day after Christmas was great because we didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do anything. Everybody was chill because the craziness was over. So we would hang around in our pajamas all day. We'd play with our toys. Every once in a while, if we got some money. I remember one year getting some cash, and there was a big record store like three blocks from our house, and walking up to the record store and buying some records with my Christmas money. I mean, that's the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to do anything.
Well, for me, every year, I would get a new video game.
Yeah.
And it was like I get two new video games a year, one on Christmas, one on my birthday in April.
Okay.
And when I got that game the day after Christmas, I did the role-playing games, which they're not games you just play, you know, a little while like a Pac-Man, you're done after a few hours.
Right.
These are like 20, 30-hour story-based games. So for me, it was straight up like, all right, 14 hours of Final Fantasy VII, let's do this.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and that was it. And then the first year that I didn't get a video game for Christmas because I had all the games I wanted, I got the Back to the Future trilogy on DVD. I watched the whole trilogy. Actually, I watched most of it on Christmas Day. The next day, I watched it with DVD commentary.
Nice. I like a good movie marathon on the 26th. I like getting movies for Christmas because, because then you have the next day is all free. So you can just watch all your new movies. Can hang out with all
your
stuff.
And, yeah.
Have you ever done the movie theater on Christmas Day?
No.
Because that's really popular with a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, you figure there's a lot of people who don't celebrate Christmas. That's why some restaurants are open and some movies are open. I've never done that. Because we're always going to family's house on Christmas. Somebody's house.
We eat cinnamon rolls in our
pajamas. That is our tradition.
Here's what we do. We get up. We're all in Christmas jammies.
Well, Debbie and I get up. We make the coffee and we wait for Mom.
I love the
last year was up first, and usually I'm up first. I was up first last year. The year before I slept in. Anyways, whatever. We wake up, all of us, at separate times. Then they make coffee, which takes 8.5 years. And then we go downstairs and open presents. And then we eat Cinnabon, cinnamon rolls. You guys should get them to sponsor you, Cinnabon. Yeah. If you're listening, we love you.
We do them on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then we eat Cinnabons. We stay in our pajamas. Usually someone has been gifted a film. So we watch a movie until we have to get ready. And then we go to someone's house. And then we have dinner and open more presents. And it's amazing. Yeah. Cinnabon is another reason I will never do a vacation Christmas. Cinnabon is integral to the Christmas experience.
Wow. We do. That's one. So we have to go like next week or this week because we're, well, this is dropping on the 24th. So last week we went and ordered the Cinnabons.
Mm.
So that on Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, yeah. We always
we're there when the mall opens. So we don't have, because I'm not messing with Christmas Eve crowds at the mall. The desperate shoppers who have waited till the last possible minute and will grab anything on the shelf just so they have a gift. So we're there when the mall opens to swoop in. The Cinnabons are usually paid for in advance, and then we're out.
Wow.
And then the Cinnabons are ready for Christmas morning. But Molly gets it paid because the dogs also have to go out and stuff on Christmas morning. It's, you know. So there's always that lag time. But I do like it. We go down, and they know that I don't like opening gifts. So, you know, Molly goes first, obviously, because Santa came. And so she opens her gifts and then her stocking and stuff. And then Debbie opens hers, and now I'm going to get another cup of coffee, and they're up in arms because I'm stalling. And then we move on, and Molly yells at me, just smile and say thank you. All right, just smile and say thank you. Right?
Christmas.
That is what Christmas. You sound like, Christmas. I guess. That was a great impersonation.
See? I do. It sounds just like her.
It wasn't a great impersonation.
Sounds just like her. Yes. Christmas. So do you have special Christmas jammies? Because, you know, last year I bought the onesie for the big holiday spectacular.
Yeah, that was great.
I wore that last week to school.
He also wore it on Christmas morning last year. Like, he woke up and put it on so that it would be present for the gift opening.
By the way, I went to an ugly sweater party last year and wore my Bernie hoodie.
How'd it go?
It went fine. People either loved it or they shut their mouths because they knew better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remind me, on the end of the year podcast, because when we do the end of the year podcast, we will have been to at least one, possibly two ugly sweater events.
Do you have ugly sweaters?
Oh, I made a couple purchases this year.
Ooh.
So Debbie went crazy. Debbie went overboard.
Yeah.
She claims she's going to return one, but then she was like, well, you know, I could wear it. So
100% she's not going to return
them. She's not returning them.
Are ugly sweaters are those parties the college students have?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Are they?
They're not, I would say it's not usually like a must. Like, I haven't been invited to a party that was designated as an ugly sweater party, but every party I have attended, people have been in ugly sweaters. Some people have been in ugly sweaters.
Okay. So I don't remember doing any of those in college.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I would wear one if the party was themed ugly sweater.
Got it. So you own one?
Yeah. Well, I just got one.
Yeah.
Just
you know, he got me a Bernie one last year.
I was here for the...
Oh, you were here? Oh, my God. That was during the Christmas. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
yeah.
I would have given it to you the year before.
Oh.
Because last year the election was over.
Oh, that's right.
Two years ago.
I don't know. I saw it.
I got a lot of crap from Brian because I wore it like once or twice that year. But it was because I got it for Christmas. Like, you don't have that many opportunities to wear
it.
But no, I still wear it. I go strong.
You got to bring it out every once in a while.
If anybody disagrees with me, I tell them, in Mother Russia, sweater disagrees with you. And then I talk to them about the merits of socialism.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. That's not
Merry
really
Christmas.
A thing that happened.
You godless commie.
Go listen to last week's podcast. I'm telling you, folks.
That's how we do it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, if we had known, we would have had Molly get whipped cream, too. That would have topped it off.
I would offer to go back, but I am horrified to try to purchase anything else.
Yeah, no, ask the Walgreens employees if they know what whipped cream is.
And say it, whipped cream.
Yeah, say whipped.
Say whipped cream and see what they do.
Probably just collapse.
Yeah. No, they'd shoot you. They think you were threatening them for something.
Maybe they'd shoot me with a BB gun because they were inspired by the Christmas trauma that is A Christmas
the
Story.
The Christmas trauma. That's what they should call that movie.
Yeah.
A Christmas trauma.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I don't like it.
You're all wrong.
Horrible.
All of our listeners right now are just like,
this is polarizing content. Only half of your listeners
this is
will come
Twitter
back next
poll.
Time.
Well, every Halloween we get into a candy corn debate.
Yeah,
which is
that's also polar. That's a, I feel like every holiday has a polarizing topping, and Halloween's is definitely candy corn.
Yeah,
candy corn rules.
But I have a feeling that most of our listeners are of the demographic that really loves A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
And so right now I'm just
because you millennials have no idea what funny is.
The one comment that mentioned my existence about our podcast ever was like a week ago, and it was like, why was there so much Cody?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which,
come on.
I get it. I'm not on the marquee, but
you are. But you're just your name is smaller. But
really
you're on the marquee.
I'm not really on the marquee. But
I'm
around.
My marquee.
I don't need to be on the marquee.
More pictures from the Intercom.
My really self-esteem.
I don't need to be on the marquee. My self-esteem does not depend on it. But I do think that most people now are going to go even more to the side of like we want to hear Brian's opinion about liking this movie that's a childhood gem.
Yeah, list your top 10 favorite moments from this.
Versus like, who are these millennials talking crap about our favorite Christmas movie ever made?
Everybody knows that I love A Christmas Story.
Most people do.
And I will stand up for it. And you two are entitled to your wrong, misguided opinions. You know, it's the era of youth.
Have you ever gone to the Christmas Story house in Cleveland?
No, I don't go to Cleveland.
Have you?
No. Oh, my God. Of course not. Why? One, it's in Cleveland, so no. And two, the movie
There's
is
nothing
horrible.
Wrong with Cleveland. I've been to Cleveland.
I would go to
rocks.
Cleveland for some other things, I would not
the
go
Rock
to
the Rock and
house.
Roll Hall of Fame, the flats.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen
in
Cleveland.
My roommate is from Cleveland. She loves
really?
It. She's passionate about it.
People from Cleveland love Cleveland.
Like, I mean, crazy same with people in Chicago.
We love Chicago. Yeah. And since there's fewer of them, they have to amplify their love even more because it's smaller.
She has a magnet or a shirt or something that says, sometimes I hate Cleveland because I love it so much. Which is like... A powerful.
I've heard Cleveland. I've been there. It's
I'm sorry,
time.
Cleveland. I would come to visit you. I don't want to
thing,
see that.
There's a big thing at the Indiana Welcome Center because you know the movie was set in Hammond or you know Gary or whatever. So there's a big thing at the Indiana Welcome Center, a big exhibit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't wait.
The lost my train of thought.
That's all right. Sorry, it's brandy fueled. I don't know what you were talking
so
about.
So much brandy, man. So, that came and went.
Yeah, you poured heavy. If you were a bartender, I would have fired you the first night.
Why?
Because you pour too heavy.
Why do you think I told you at the start of the last episode, which the listeners should check out, that I'm having one of these every night, and I make them good.
Like you were having a stroke. I have these every night. I like them.
So that's Bobby. Am I end up?
Merry Christmas. This is Walgreens.
You do sons of guns.
Do I sound more ridiculous now or that time I called in from Colorado after I had?
It's a tie. It's definitely a tie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I called in from Colorado. I don't know if you heard about this.
I heard it.
I don't know if you heard about this. Yeah, it made all. It was on Reddit. There was a big thread.
Reddit
about it on Reddit.
Now
sure.
You know Reddit exists. Now
of course I know Reddit exists. I don't cotton to it.
You eschew Reddit.
They got good content over there.
Oh,
terrific content.
Really good.
Fighting net neutrality, which I'm sure is dead by the time you listen to this podcast.
No, we have to fight net neutrality.
Oh come on, Verizon owes the FCC. By the time you're hearing this, I'm sure net neutrality will be dead, and you know whatever.
And you won't be able to hear this. So that's good.
That's probably well. You can. It's just going to cost you an extra $8.
Let's not. It's
we can't get political. It's the holidays.
We'll do it at the end of the year.
Sorry,
we'll do the end of the year. End of the year one.
Yeah, no, none of this. No, it's Christmas. It is Christmas time.
It's Christmas. We have to get our new dog a stocking. Well, it's Christmas Eve. I hope we got this.
It's a good transition.
Nice, perfect transition.
We get stockings for our dogs.
Yeah, we get stockings for the dogs. Well, and now we have got a new dog in April. He doesn't have a stocking yet.
You get new stockings every year?
Oh, no.
No. But we have a new dog, so he needs a stocking. Because we can't just cross a name off the, you know, the old dog's stocking.
That would be horrifying.
Not that the dog would know, because the dog doesn't care one way or another.
Yeah.
The dog doesn't know that when we put, hey, this is from Santa, the dog doesn't care, you know.
Can I tell you a heartwarming Christmas story?
I hope so.
Regarding stockings and other Christmas paraphernalia?
Yep.
My great-grandmother lived to be 108 years old.
Whoa.
That's heartwarming.
She lived by herself until she was 98.
Wow.
And then they put her in a retirement home, not a nursing home. She was sharp as a tack till the day she died. I mean, she could tell you how everybody in Rockford was related to everybody else in Rockford and who they used to be married to and who they were divorced from and what the priests were doing. And it was just crazy.
You know what her secret was?
What's that?
A lot of brandy.
Probably a lot
of brandy.
You're
going to live to 100.
Well, she was Italian, and I remember she would bake giant heaping things of lasagna, and she'd give you a plate that was the size of your head, and then you'd eat it, and then she'd ask if you wanted more, and you'd say, oh, no, I'm full. And she would always say, oh, well, it's just a shame you didn't like the lasagna. So you had to eat yourself to death to please.
Yes.
So she was wonderful, but she knitted all the time. And she knitted these, they look amazing. Like, you can't even believe it. It's like a Santa Claus head. So it would be with like red yarn and white yarn, and she would sew these little like sequins in it for eyeballs. And there are some that I've got like a dozen of these. So she knitted our whole stockings for my whole family. So everyone in my immediate family has a stocking, and I think including our dog, which is what made me think of this. But she has these doorknob handle things. You put them on the doorknob.
Oh, yeah,
so it looks
like
Santa Claus.
Sure, yeah.
She knitted all these things.
Oh,
and she's
wow.
got little buttons that she knitted and little magnets, like ice skates. There's a pair of ice skates where paper clips are the actual skate, and she like put them on a magnet, so we've got those on our refrigerator. So I got a bunch of my great grandma's old little like knitted things, and
oh,
so
that's cool.
So when you mentioned stockings, like my head goes to that, and
yeah.
It's like the coolest thing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll take pictures sometime.
That is nice. My mom still, well, this year she's not, but in years past she still gets out the 5 stockings that she made for us and hangs them up the stairway.
I love
it's
it.
Nice. Yeah, it is nice.
I love that stuff.
It is nice. The last couple of years, she wanted to have Christmas at her house so my youngest nieces could experience the Christmas at their father's had. I was like, probably, you know. Thankfully, most people, there's not as much drinking as the, you know, the Christmas. You know, my grandfathers and a lot of my brothers don't drink anymore. So it's, you know, a lot calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I'm going to say this. Beyonce just bought a home in New Orleans in a redone cathedral.
Of course,
wow.
Beyonce
it's so
did.
Cool. Solange was already in New Orleans, and now Beyonce and Jay-Z have a home there. It is the talk of the town. But anyway, it's in a redone church, so it is happening. It's trendy. I just wanted you.
There's,
I wanted
sure
to acknowledge
trendy
you were
if,
right.
If Beyonce
We've
did
walked
it.
Past a couple in Chicago. There's one. There's a couple in Lincoln Park.
There was one in Frankfurt. That's a fact. A very old, a little bit spooky, this old church that was someone's like residential home. It was off of like the main street in downtown Frankfurt. I forget what block it was on. It was wild. The yard was really overgrown and all the windows were stained glass, and they had like a little mailbox out front.
A little crazy. Mailbox.
A little mailbox, because the family
mailbox
lived there.
Well, there's a huge church for sale in Lincoln Park right now.
Really?
I think it's some kind of Christian Orthodox church, if I recall correctly.
Wow.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can buy them.
Gentlemen's Club's going to open in there.
Oh, man.
Ultimate
would
irony. Merry Christmas.
I wonder if that's happened. That probably has happened.
Oh, I would imagine.
That's weird.
That's pretty weird.
Well, that's, yes, listen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's still the Christmas podcast. We have to be kind of
I forgot
nice.
It is the Christmas podcast. I didn't forget.
I mean, we're not on the air at this point.
You keep bringing that up. The thing is, we're recording this before Christmas, so we can't really talk about Christmas. The current Christmas. We can talk about Christmas past.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about Christmas future. Like next year, we don't know. I don't know where young Molly will be next year at Christmas.
I'll be in New York. But I will be, not for Christmas. I'll be living in New York. I'll be coming home for Christmas. I've already stated that I will never be anywhere else.
But what if we decided we wanted to come to New York for Christmas?
I would say no.
We want to go to Rockefeller Center.
I don't
Center,
think you would.
We got
I
a Radio
have
City.
A feeling you would loathe New York at Christmas. Because it's really,
tourists
really,
everywhere.
Really crowded.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Right.
Like, I just think that you would, it would ruin Christmas.
So you like New York?
I love New York. I'm obsessed with New York. I love it.
What do you love about it?
I honestly really like everything.
Rats.
But it's very
pizza
similar
rat.
To Chicago.
She likes pizza rat.
It's a what to Chicago?
I think it's very similar to Chicago. Like when I am in New York, I feel like I feel very at home. I just think it's very similar. I said this to someone from New York when I was there in November.
And they punched you.
And no, and they were like, oh, you're right. Because he said, this person that I was talking to said he used to live in Chicago. He also thinks that they're very similar. He said Chicago's a lot cleaner, which I don't really know if that's true.
It's
I think
true.
They're both fine. But he was saying that he totally understood that. So I don't know. I just feel very at home there. I like the way that the city is laid out. I think there's a lot of exciting things happening. I like the people.
It's
I like
a city that never sleeps.
I love it. New York, I love you.
Maybe I need to talk to more New Yorkers, because Chicagoans are very quick to distance themselves from New York.
Well, it's that second city mentality. It's the younger brother. It's the inferiority complex.
I don't get it. You can like both?
Well, nope. Yeah, I don't know if it's inferiority as so much as just excessive Chicago pride.
Yeah.
And right. I mentioned this earlier. So I had the Stephen John Drew is the host of the GunnaGeek.com podcast. I'm on the GunnaGeek Network. My video game podcast is there. And Stephen
game
lives
Life
in
Balance US.
Game plug. Life Balance US.
Ding, ding,
thank
ding,
you.
Ding,
nice
ding.
Plug. And Stephen lives in Vancouver, and he mentioned we were on this Google Hangouts chat with him and a couple other podcasters, and he said something about a Chicago style hot dog, and he was like, "Oh, did you know that they put relish on Chicago hot dogs or something like that?" And I was like, "Dude, Chicagoans and Chicago style hot dogs, it's like a religion. Like if you come here and you put ketchup on your hot dog." There are certain people here who will lose their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Also, people are very weird about, like, pizza rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
You know this? Yes. Why?
When Jon Stewart broke bad on Chicago-style
pizza.
Yeah, it
doesn't make sense. Like, I am from Chicago. Deep dish pizza. Amazing. Delicious. But also, you can't have that every time you want pizza. This is a controversial opinion, maybe. Deep dish pizza is not an everyday pizza.
You're right.
It's a special once-in-a-while pizza.
Yes.
And then you go on your merry way, you eat a thin crust pizza like a human being.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose New York or Chicago.
It's like eggnog. You can't drink a half gallon of eggnog.
Without a handle
of brandy.
With a handle of brandy, right? Like you
said
earlier.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? You can't just have eggnog.
But at home, I mean, I will only have one eggnog and brandy a night with my wife. Maybe a second one if we're feeling peckish. If it's a weekend, for example. Yeah, I don't know.
That means hungry?
He says that word.
When I'm hungry.
Yeah, people say words. People they have definitions. Yeah, you can just say words.
Yeah, people do, exactly. Thank you, Molly. Yes, people say words.
That was a good sentence.
I'm getting you two to agree again. This is really, heartwarming. It's a Christmas miracle. I have to ask, how often, like what percentage of the time do you disagree with Brian?
I don't know. I don't think. Listen, that's not true. Oh, wait. That was the perfect trap. But I would say that I think this is a production. This is a show. Things are exaggerated quite often. I am lovely to have a conversation with almost always. That's a fact about me. So I would say the question is irrelevant, Cody.
Wow. All right. All right. Brian is taking his headphones off. He's leaving the studio. He's just like, I can't.
He's crying tears of joy. He's like, finally, she speaks the truth. Merry Christmas to us all.
I'm going to listen. In the Christmas spirit, Molly is a wonderful young woman. She's very intelligent. She's very funny. She's going to be very, very successful. And I'm very proud of her. We'll leave it at that.
You do always say that. You say that all the time. Anyway.
I do
even
say
when you're
that
not
all
around,
the time.
He
yeah,
does say that
I
all
do
the
say
time.
That all the time.
You're doing. I mean,
Cody
you're doing,
is like that drunk friend who like tries to link up friend groups. He's like, Rachel, I don't know if you've met Brian, but I just want to tell you that you guys both grew up in Chicago and you're gonna love each other. Here's my best favorite things about you.
Why are you guys fighting? Yeah.
I was just thinking of the Flat Molly podcast, and I thought it'd be funny to bring.
Oh my God, Flat Molly came up today.
Uh-oh. So I didn't mean to bring up a sentence.
That's all right.
Cody.
Flat Molly
Stop
was...
Stop ruining Christmas. You've got two strands of lights on your Christmas tree, and you're bitter about it, and you're ruining everyone else's
Christmas.
That's
really the worst part of Christmas.
You know what? You know who's going to have to come to our house Christmas morning with a Santa hat on?
What?
Who's that?
Flat Molly.
Absolutely.
Ho, ho, ho.
Absolutely not. I've already...
Flat Molly has a stocking. It's Molly and then Flat Molly, two stockings right next to each other. Her stocking is very small, and it's flat.
I mean, it's a pretty funny thing.
Well, is it?
Yes.
And super endearing.
I was across the country. I received a text. I was like, this is shocking.
Who texted you?
My roommate.
Your roommate.
My sweet roommate.
And what did she say?
I think I can look back.
I would know.
But she said, basically, are you aware of what's happening here? She was like, your parents have done something crazy. Go on Facebook, and then she texted me a big thing about how they came to the house, and she had to pose for pictures with this thing. And
oh,
then,
you're...
I'm just saying what Annie... her name's Annie. I don't know. Sorry, Annie. I'm just saying she sent me a big paragraph, so I thought it was very dramatic, and then I went on Facebook, and I was like, oh, no.
Is your roommate dramatic, then?
Yeah, she's a 21-year-old woman.
She
of
just
course
thought,
she's
she
dramatic.
Just
Most college
it was
students are
but
pretty
then
dramatic.
My, but then
right.
my,
Most college students are pretty dramatic.
My professor... The reason it came out today is because one of my professors... talk to me about it at a
today
no No.
I was like, aren't
no,
you on
it
a
came
break?
Up today because I told my dad about this professor talking to me about the Flat Stanley.
Flat so, Molly.
Flat Stanley.
No, it's Flat Molly.
It's a Flat Stanley.
Really?
Project.
Really?
I don't want to use that name. I don't want it to sound like I signed off on this. But anyway, okay. My professor said he thought it was funny, and he kept telling me that I was like at a thing from the program I'm in. We took a photo, and he kept saying like, you know, it would make the photo better if Flat Molly were here. And then he was like. He just went on and on about it. Like, he kept floating away, and then he would come back up to me later and, like, do a little joke.
Brian's a little
weave a little weave a little tale. And I was like, this has lasted for a while.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. It's fine. It's Christmas time.
I knew it was the roommate.
Of
course it was. Why would she ever keep that a secret? And then other people on campus also texted me.
On campus?
Yes. One of my other friends was like, do you know what's happening?
Oh, my God. What were we doing?
I'm not lying. Like, I'm not making this up. I was receiving texts in New York from New Orleans.
I need to see them. I don't believe this.
Shocking.
Plus, your roommate knew we were coming to the house. It wasn't like we dropped by unannounced.
That's not what she was concerned about.
And posing for pictures means, here, let's take one picture. Click.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she was
nice
like...
that you have friends that are keeping you posted on stuff.
Yeah, it's...
That are really, narcs.
Thank you.
No one would have told me anything about anything happening to me on campus. If my parents had showed up, they could have, like, burned down a building and no one would have texted me at any point.
That would have been nice. See, and you wouldn't have cared.
It wouldn't have been nice if they burned down a building. I mean, well, I love...
if that's our thing.
Drake University. If that's our thing, yes.
Yeah, why you gotta go break bad on them? It's Christmas. It's the Christmas spectacular. Your parents want to burn down a building? Let them burn down a building.
Well, where are you getting the stocking for the new dog?
I don't know. I think we have one. I saw one in one of the boxes, but now we've packed all the boxes away, so we'll probably just go to like the dollar store. The dogs don't get
we
really
paint
expensive
the names
ones.
On them. It's like the stockings aren't that nice, but we decorate them.
Mm. Yeah. Then they get, you know. And then we put all the rawhide stuff in there, and it lasts for a month because we overbuy.
Do you decorate them with hot glue?
Not me.
God, no.
No just hot glue for me.
Careful about that.
I had to hot glue one of the Christmas decorations at home. So I'm hoping it's, yeah, we'll see.
Yikes.
That injury is honestly not as dramatic as it sounds because I have burned myself with hot glue before. And the pain is unbelievable. I'm mm-hmm. in a sorority, so I've been around a lot of hot glue.
Yeah, the pain is horrifying.
Is that like a sorority?
What are you hot gluing together?
I've been crafting. I don't know. I'm not good at crafting, but sometimes you're forced to craft. And so I used hot glue, and I burned everywhere. I burnt all over my arms and my hands, and like it was awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yikes.
Did Walgreens ever tweet back at you?
No. Walgreens never tweeted.
Should we
back.
Go over there and like cause a scene? We could Facebook Live it.
No, I'm done.
This is from a story from the previous podcast.
Good one. It's a good one.
It's time to go to CVS.
Yeah. All right.
I think we are done.
You have thought that I've been done for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, I think so. No, you're fine. Everything's fine. Man. Wow. Chug.
I was finishing my last sip.
Before we end, can you shake the eggnog into the microphone one more time just so everybody hears the worst sound in America to close out your Christmas listening? There she is. There she is.
It's like from Dumb and Dumber, the most annoying. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I'm just going to drink that.
Cody's shaking
nog. And you know what I'm going to do when I get home? Not drink another noggin.
How are
baby.
You getting home?
I see you.
Public transit.
I see you drinking,
it,
drinking it with a straw. Or like in Anchorman, you're just walking down the street and it's pouring all over you. Eggnog was not a good decision. Eggnog just cascading down your front. And you get home and the wife is just like, what the hell's going on? And you're like, nothing, woman. It's Christmas about to drink nog. Shut up.
That took such a dark turn.
It took a very dark
then
turn.
Then you right. just sit with your quart container sitting next to the dragon. You know what, dragon? I don't care. She could be mad at me. It's Christmas. I was working hard tonight. Had a list of Brian's stories, burned his thumb, boo-hoo. I don't care. And Molly, because it was in the Walgreens. I don't care what goes on now. Shut up! I'm talking to the dragon! Two strings of light on a tree? You don't know nothing about decorating a tree.
startlingly good impersonation of me. Wow.
Yeah.
You just cracked yourself up.
I'm the ghost
ya?
Of Christmas future.
Oh, man.
I'm the ghost of Cody's future.
Ghost of Christmas present is more like it.
Wow.
Yikes. You didn't go to midnight mass for Christmas Eve?
I've pitched that several times.
It's really?
Yeah. I think I don't.
I like an earlier Christmas Eve mass.
I think that it would be cool because I just have like an image of what it is in my mind, and it seems very cool. It seems like there's a lot of candles. I don't know.
Listen to a guy who's had a Christmas image for over 50 years. It doesn't live up to the hype.
I've gone to midnight mass
end
several
of podcast.
I've gone to midnight mass several times in the past. So I don't think it's significantly different than the earlier masses.
No, I like going early. I like going like to the 5 o'clock Christmas Eve mass. Then you go out to dinner or you go home and eat Chinese food and then you watch your movies.
I don't like when you get scolded for only going on Christmas. Like that's how every Christmas, I feel like every Christmas mass there's like a moment where they're like, we know that some of you are only here because it's Christmas.
Oh, when they judge the creasters.
And you get, the creasters get shamed.
That's an onomatopoeia.
And it's like,
what was the word again?
Portmanteau.
A portmanteau.
Christmas, Easter, creaster.
Creaster.
The Christians that
only
go on.
But you know what? That's... That's two times out of the year. So, you know what? You're welcome. I've come twice.
Right. Think of it as the two times I did go, not the 50 times I didn't go.
It's Christmas. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I'm singing. I'm caroling with you. Stop yelling at me. Anyways, Midnight Mass seems fun, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're welcome to go. You're a grown-up.
I don't want to go by myself.
You're an adult.
Also, last year, I was in my Christmas jammies at 8 p.m. eating.
Yeah, see, that's...
Take out Chinese on my couch, and it was everything. So... I don't know. Pros and cons.
Yeah. And, you know, you go, like I said, if you go early, not get it out of the way. But I remembered going as a kid before we started having Christmas Eve mass in our parish, going to church when you're a little kid, not when you're an adult. You should be able to suck it up and go whenever. But as a kid, to have to go to church on Christmas morning is rough.
Yeah.
Because you've just gotten up, you got all the toys, and it's like, ha! Get dressed. We're going to church.
Sounds horrible.
But no.
Yeah.
So when you were little, it was always Christmas Eve.
You just said an adult should be able to go and do it on. I would like riot if we tried to go to church on Christmas Day. That's horrible. Like I'm in my jammies. I'm eating a Cinnabon.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here.
I'm not going to church.
No, I'm in my 30s and I wouldn't.
Yeah. What?
Wow.
I'm not going to church.
All right. Listen, I don't know if you know the reason for the season, but.
Well, it's like Easter. Lent is over when you go to Easter Mass. Regardless of, this is like a thing in the Catholic Church, apparently. Like, if you give up whatever for Lent, you can start doing that after you go to Lent and the Easter Mass.
Oh, no, people say, I always waited till Easter. Whatever I had given up, I waited till Easter morning.
Sunday.
Yeah, Easter Sunday. But now there's people who say, no. Good Friday. Lent's over on Good Friday.
What? No, that's wrong.
Well,
that's a lie.
This, but it seems...
They're looking for loopholes.
Well, when you go to the Easter Mass, that's when you're actually celebrating the... I mean, that's when you're celebrating Easter. You're going to the Mass. So.
Well, it depends. See, that's the catch of going to Easter Eve Mass, because it's the Easter Vigil Mass.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So it's... You could split hairs. You could be, you know, but...
But you went to church, so it's like...
Well, but here's the thing.
What more do you want? You've gone.
You pay the price when you go to the Saturday Easter Mass, because at least
it's
in Rockford,
long.
That's when they do confirmation.
Confirmation, the blessing of the water, the blessing of the... Yeah.
So not exaggerating. And I grew up Catholic, so, you know, Mass usually about an hour, okay?
Sure.
Some of the longer ones, if it's a holiday, maybe hour and a half, 2 hours max.
Yeah, and that's a stretch.
Hours.
My 30th birthday... I absolutely hand to God on this. My 30th birthday a couple years ago was on a Saturday, Easter Saturday. We went to Mass and it was 3 full hours in a Catholic church.
Oh, God. No.
That is
three
full hours. I don't know what it was.
What?
It was the confirmation plus the priest had a lot to say. 3 full hours. And my 30th birthday, 3 hour Mass, and then I went to dinner with my parents, and I was just like, well, this is what I spent my 30th birthday doing. So I paid for that. I mean, I got to drink and stuff, and I'll do all the stuff I gave up during Lent, but man, did I pay for it.
Wow.
And it was the first Mass that I brought my now wife to. So And no. To be fair, when she was little, she went to some kind of Baptist church or something where it was like all day Sunday.
Yeah.
Like every day, all day Sunday was church. Like
right,
6 hours or whatever. So she was like, yeah, this is about right. But to me, I was just like, I'm so sorry. This is not normal.
3 hours is a long time.
It's the longest mass of my life.
Who, if he went a half hour, he went too long. This guy was fast.
Nice.
Father Kelly. Boom. He's in and out. It's a great mass to be an altar boy for, too. Boom, boom, boom. Plus, he drove a red Trans Am.
Were you always taller than the priest?
No. Because I was a kid at one point.
Well, yeah. When I was an altar server, I was taller than the priest, and he always joked about it.
I think, I was taller than Father Kelly. I don't remember. No, one of the other priests, Father Crawford, was pretty tall. And at that point, I was only like 6'1", 6'2".
Oh, okay.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And then when I started as an altar boy, I think I was fourth grade. And so I was not taller than the pastor at that point.
Oh, okay.
But he had real long yellow fingernails. I remember that.
Gross.
Because he smoked nonstop. And you know that point where they hold the chalice and you pour the water, or they hold the bowl and you pour the water over their fingers?
Yeah.
His nails would touch and they were like,
oh, God. Is that even allowed in the Catholic Church for priests to spend money
on cigarettes? Oh. I thought you just meant bad grooming.
He smoked like a chimney. It was horrifying. Hey. It was crazy.
That's horrible.
And, this was back a while ago. And, so he had these long yellow fingernails. It was like, oh. Thankfully, that's my only horrible memory of my interactions with the priests.
Are there any positive notes we could end on for the Christmas podcast?
Of course there are. It's Christmas.
You can't think of any. Cinnabons in one box, and they will only charge you, I don't know how much money, but you can get six Cinnabons for yourself and your family for Christmas.
No,
and that's a good fact about the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
When this is airing, which is first airing on Christmas Eve, you may be listening to it later. I hope you are if you're listening to it tonight. Yes. Here's my positive thought. I hope that you are with someone you care about, whether it's family, friends, and that you are not alone. If you are alone and we are keeping you company, thank you for that. Thank you for entrusting us with that responsibility. I'm glad we can be there for you during this time because I know this is a hard time of year for a lot of people. So if we're what brings you a little comfort, thank you. And consider that me paying you back for you supporting us through all these years here at WGN. So I really mean that, and I'm really sincere about that despite joking about just about everything else that comes out of my mouth. I'm happy. I love Christmas because as much as I tell the truth and I tell the stories about what happened before and it wasn't always wonderful, I do love being with my family on Christmas. One year I will get, Molly, you can still put this down, I still want a piece of quiet. Every year I ask for a piece of quiet because Molly used to think when I said I want some peace and quiet that I wanted a piece of quiet. So although she's never given me a piece of quiet, I still dream about that. So dreams do, maybe one day dreams will come true. But there's a good note. I'm happy it's Christmas. I'm happy we made it another year. Who knows where we'll be next Christmas?
Yeah, right.
You know, there's a lot of changes coming at WGN. But for now,
company meetings we're not invited to.
Well, we were invited just at the last minute.
Oh, sure.
This year we got to see Cody get married. All his
you literally
travails.
You didn't see me do it. You did it.
I did it. I am now a ordained minister.
And for our, I'm hoping for our New Year's podcast, we have some audio for.
Oh, that would be terrific.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. So yeah, there's a lot of good things that happen. We just like to, it's more fun to complain. You know, when you tell stories and everything is rosy. That's heartwarming and beautiful, but it's not always that funny. So sometimes you have to find little things to glom onto and exaggerate and have fun. But we are happy that it's Christmas, and we're happy that you are with us. So Merry Christmas, Cody. Merry Christmas, Molly. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you for your help again this year. What do you want to end on?
No, that's about it.
You got nothing? You want to thank the Christian Brothers for their wonderful brandy?
I want to thank the Christian Brothers Organic Valley for the
sure,
Valley.
Organic Valley, we thank them.
Whatever valley I've fallen into with all this brandy is.
We thank Walgreens for
not
giving Molly some extra cardio tonight that she desperately wanted making her walk to Whole Foods.
You really got to check out our last podcast. It's so
good. It was
good.
A good one. It was a good one.
No, I mean, I love Christmas. I mean, that sounds like a really obvious thing. Who doesn't love Christmas?
There are people who hate Christmas. One of my brothers, my mom contends one of my brothers dislikes Christmas immensely.
What? Yeah, and I mean, you know, some people are more into it than others. Like you, you said that growing up, one of your parents is more into...
Well, my dad's mom died fairly close to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So that, and she died when he was 13. So that kind of ruined Christmas for him.
Yeah.
You know, because it was never... You know, they celebrated it. They celebrated it at the house, but it was never really the same.
Yeah.
So my dad never really. I mean, again, he gave us nice Christmases, but I don't think he enjoyed them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's hard, and I'm married to a woman that doesn't. She didn't grow up with the same kind of Norman Rockwell kind of Christmas that I did.
Right.
I mean, I've always associated with kind of everything being a little bit perfect.
I was going to say when you use the adjective perfect, it's hard for people to go. Wow, I didn't have that. I'm going to feel weird.
It's hard for people to say that? Or?
To feel, you know, I'm sure you're, you know, if your wife didn't grow up with that kind of Christmas and she hears you saying, oh, it's perfect, it's perfect, it's perfect, it's like, well, I don't get it.
I mean, I don't say it's perfect now, but I have a different relationship with it.
Sure.
You know, when it comes around, I like to decorate the house.
Yes.
And deck the halls, as it were. And
do you use boughs of holly?
I do, many boughs of holly.
La.
But I mean, I pull out the little Jesus and not Jesus, the Peter
Nativity
and Mary
scene?
Action figures,
the Peter Paul and Mary action figures,
Peter Paul and Mary action figures,
what?
Yeah, all that. It's not a full Nativity scene, but like a very miniature, just a little statuette kind of thing, and you know, put greens everywhere and put lights everywhere, and like it's like
I'm with you, bro.
When I grew up, my house was transformed. My mom does this for every holiday. My mom is very holiday decorating. Centric all year round, whether it's 4th of July or Halloween. Oh my God, talk to me about Halloween. It's crazy. But Christmas especially, it was like once, you know, Thanksgiving hit, it was Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And you open your eyes and you look anywhere and it's Christmas time.
Well, that's, I want 360 in every room.
Yeah.
I want
to see you've
Christmas.
Got more trees than we ever did.
No, but I the other day when we were doing it, I was like, oh, okay, now I can turn 360 at every, there's Christmas everywhere.
Right. So, you know, that's you and me, and that's not always everybody else.
Right.
When I say I love Christmas, I mean that it's like, it's a thing that I really want to fully jump into and immerse myself.
Good for you.
I love when it snows, but...
And you don't do it ironically,
I
do it sincerely.
No, I genuinely sincerely love it, and I love the giving season and everything, and, you know, like, if you are having trouble enjoying yourself this Christmas, or you know, you don't love Christmas, try to find something that you want to do for somebody that'll make you happy, and that can be very rewarding.
Sure.
Like I said, this year I'm looking, more than anything else, I'm looking forward to giving the gifts that I'm giving, because I know it'll make people really happy, and I think that's something that we can all try, and, you know, maybe if Christmas isn't making you happy, you making somebody else happy will make you happy.
Yeah. You got to find it somewhere. But
you know,
this is the time.
I wish everyone happiness.
Yes.
I'm trying to say.
Look at that.
In a roundabout way.
You got anything?
I don't know. That was all really nice. I love Christmas as well. I like coming home and seeing all the decorations. I like our big, ridiculous, loud family Christmases. I love Cinnabons. Please sponsor this show. I hope no one makes you watch A Christmas Story against your will. I hope no one yells at you at church. I hope you eat a cookie and feel some joy. So, Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you again very, very soon. Don't forget, Cody's other podcast, Game Life Balance US, is at WGN Plus. So, you can go there and listen to that. You can listen to these all the time. And we will be back live sometime in January. But again, every Sunday that the Blackhawks bump us off the air, we will give you some new content because, that's what we're all about. Give, 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 especially during the holiday season. So, Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you again soon. That's it. Cody's got about a quarter of a bottle of brandy to finish. So, we got to get out of here. Good night.